We're so very excited to open our doors to the public again. We've missed our customers, and the best thing to know coming back to the library is we are going to limit the number of people in each building, 25 in each of our branches, and 155 in Central. So we are asking everyone to wear a mask, and at this time, just make their visits as efficient as possible. We love for you to come in and browse and collect what you would like and then depart. We also are going to have computers for use. And so we're just very excited to have everyone come back and get used to using the library in person again.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing I was going to ask you. You know, back in college, I worked at a library part-time in college. And you sort of, you get to know some of the same people come in all the time and, you know, like your regulars. And, you know, they're the ones who are going to be used to sort of just browsing and taking a slow look around. And so, like, that's got to be kind of a balance for the libraries to strike, is, like, you want people to be able to, you know, to, like, look at the shelves, but at the same time, you want to be able to help as many people as you can.
You know, it is going to be a balance for us, because we do want people to come in and be able to browse and make their selections and not be rushed. We won't be rushing anyone. At the same time, you know, like you do sort of in the store, you want to make your selections and depart. One way we're going to facilitate that is we're not going to have anywhere to really sit down. We've removed most of the tables and chairs where people would normally take a stack and sit down and browse for a little bit. So we're hoping that will help people just make their selections and go ahead and check out. Hopefully that will help people along. You know, one of the other items that they're used to at the library that's going to be a little different this time is normally, you know, a librarian's readily available to stand over your shoulder on a computer and assist you with that job application or whatever you're working on. But we're going to keep our distance, so we're not going to get that close to you. And so some of that in-person help is going to be tailored back just a little bit.
I would imagine, too, like taking out the chairs and everything, that helps kind of move people along, but it also helps, like, automatically social distancing people.
Exactly. So at the Central Library, we do have some places to sit, and we are inviting folks that need to come in and do research on some of our upper floors, like the genealogy floor or the archival floor. You can make appointments and come and do research there and stay with us for about 4 hours at a time. You know, on the other floors, we'll have some seating, but not a whole lot, but we have taken away all the seating in the branches. We're not a lot of research is done there, and we're discouraging it at this time.
So will you have someone, like, at the front door, just, like, with a clicker to keep track of how many people come in, or is this sort of like, well, how are you guys going to be keeping an eye on that?
We are. We're going to have greeters at the door welcoming you back and just kind of going over the rules. The expectation is you keep your mask on the whole time you're in the building. We're going to ask you to use a little hand sanitizer on your way in, so effectively you're coming in clean, so that when you touch multiple books, we don't have to go behind you and clean them. So that's our theory behind that. And then, you know, we will be keeping count, and we may have to hold people at the door if we hit our maximum. That's why we're really hoping people will be efficient in their visit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!